Avoiding Bunker Fuels SECO Case 54 Megawatts of Additional Gas Generation in Burbank, written by David Kraus, and read by an automated voice. The California Energy Commission approved a request to increase the output of a Burbank gas-fired power plant to address grid reliability issues, prompting some organizations and locals to protest out of concern about the facility's emissions and costs. The SEC during its November 17 business meeting granted about $36 million to the city of Burbank to refurbish the Magnolia Power Plants, or MPP compressor system for about $23.2 million and add a new gas path system for about $12.8 million. The project would increase MPP's capacity by 54 megawatts to make up for lost output stemming from degradation at the plant, a SEC resolution says. MPP's added capacity will be available during extreme events for 5 years from the commercial online date. The increased capacity was needed due to tight grid conditions in California over recent years, SEC Vice Chair Shiva Gunda said at the meeting. "We've had to throw everything on the table to keep the lights on," Gunda said. "That meant basically turning on every backup generator in the state, like diesel backup generators, and unhooking large marine vessels from shore power and running them on bunker fuel." The SEC's docket for the MPP project contained letters from nearby residents asking the commission to reject the facility's renovation plan. "Investing more money into an aging gas plant risks stranded assets infrastructure that soon becomes unusable but still costs ratepayers," wrote Suzanne York of Pasadena to the SEC on November 14. Gunda said that it is really important for us to acknowledge the comments that were made by many of the community members. "Please don't stop pushing back because the next choice will be influenced by the comments you all make." The renovated MPP facility will operate with fewer environmental impacts than a peaker plant, Mandeep Samra, General Manager of Burbank Water and Power, said in a November 14 letter to the SEC. "Renovating MPP is also more cost-effective than constructing a new facility," she added. The SEC certified MPP in 2003, and the facility began operations in 2005. MPP is owned by the Southern California Public Power Authority, or SCPUT, operated by the City of Burbank and Burbank Water and Power. The project's funding is part of the SEC's Distributed Electricity Backup Assets, or DBA, program, which provides incentives for constructing cleaner and more efficient distributed energy assets to strengthen electricity reliability, the commission said in its resolution. At this point, the SEC has approved all natural gas efficiency improvement projects presented in the DBA's Notice of Proposed Awards, a SEC spokesperson told RTO Insider in an email. "The facility will never go beyond its nameplate capacity or what was originally certified for its output," the spokesperson wrote. The SEC has approved two similar projects in recent years, the Lodi Energy Center in March 2025 and the Roseville State Power Augmentation Project with the City of Roseville in August 2024.